America is a country of many people, and many of those people have opinions. Many of those people are also running for office, and politics lately has been rough. Many people have been asking, either publicly, on television with big gusto, or privately, in their heads, what would our founding fathers think of this country as it is now? Is this the country our founders envisioned? Today, that question will be answered. No, not at all. But not necessarily for the reason you may think, five of which are permanently inhabited. Did the founding fathers predict the growth of the nation? Yes. Many new territories and states were established in their lifetime, but it is unlikely that they thought America would expand past the West Coast. In fact, all who died before Andrew Jackson acquired Florida probably never thought Florida would ever be a state. By some estimates of who exactly the last founding fathers were, Florida was only acquired as a territory 5 years before they both died, the founding fathers in question being Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. The social climate around America has also changed. In the year of its inception, America really only allowed white, male, landowning, natural citizens to vote, assuming they were also 21 and over, and slavery was still very much legal in the entire country. But times changed. 1828 was the first presidential election in which most white men who were born in the United States could vote. It was no longer just for landowners. In 1868, those who were not born in the United States could become citizens and vote. This act was preparing the country for more voting rights. In 1870, men of color were theoretically allowed to vote until Jim Crow laws reared its ugly head in the South. In 1920, after much fighting from suffragettes, voting became legal for all women, in theory, although women of color were held back by the same restraints as men of color. In the 1960s, the topic of voting rights became a major concern, and many laws were passed about them, including the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which finally allowed people of color to actually vote, instead of it just being allowed in theory. Just 6 years later, in 1971, during the Vietnam War, after protesters argued that they should not be drafted into a war before they could have the right to vote, as in that case, they didn't even get a choice. This is just all the changes in voting. America has changed socially much more. For instance, because of industrialization, a lot has changed. More of the working class had the free time to do what they wanted, which sparked a bunch of differing ideas running around. Women started to work and make their own wage, which, although the option was available before, many weren't able to do if they also wished to get married and have children, as the career of a spinster was usually done by single women. When industrialization hit, it became more acceptable for women of the working class to work in factories, and now women of all economic classes can work if they choose to, thanks to a boom in women employment in the 1980s. America was created in the time of the four humors, when the belief that one gets sick when they have too much of one humor, either blood, yellow bile, black bile, or phlegm. Hence, the idea of bloodletting became popular. We have since evolved to believe in germ theory. When America was started, we had inoculations against smallpox, although they weren't that popular and the rate of it not working was fairly high. Now we call them vaccinations, and, assuming one isn't immunocompromised, it is a very safe procedure that does its job. There's also a wide variety of vaccinations for different diseases. And smallpox isn't a thing anymore. It's only seen in a lab setting in only 2 labs in the world. That being said, it would be foolish to assume that America has changed completely. There are still some factors that stay the same. For instance, presidential elections. Many people assume that the elections of the old days were full of honor and politeness, just gentlemen debating. That is wrong. In the election of 1800, the two rivaling political parties threw around rumors. The Democratic Republicans claimed that John Adams had an ungovernable temper, and in return, the Federalists claimed that Thomas Jefferson had gotten sick and died. Many people worried that the election could turn violent, John Adams even writing that it could turn into a civil war. In conclusion, the answer of, is this the country the founders envisioned, is complicated, but overall, no. I do not think our founders envisioned an America of voting men and women of any color, an America of low infant mortality, even an America where people chose what they got to do. I also do not think that our founders' idea of a country included the unprofessional ways of the election. They most likely hoped that we would move past that. We may not be living in the country our founders envisioned, but that doesn't mean our country has failed. We should, for the most part, be proud that our founding fathers didn't envision our country as it is.